All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592 what song you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today. Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke.
Fantastic.
Okay. Yay. Happy Valentine's Day. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Before the invention of online purchasing, people used to buy things from mail order catalogs. And did you know America's first mail order catalog came out back in 1845? It was known as the Blue Book and was launched by a very popular retailer to highlight some of the company's best merchandise. Throughout the years, many presidents' wives have even ordered from it. Today, over 170 years later, the retailer is still in business and they still publish their mail order catalog. Name that company.
Whew. Okay, so my
Victoria's
first
Secret.
Thought was not that. My first thought is the Sears Roebuck catalog.
Yeah, I feel
like it could be called the Blue Book because Sears logo has always been blue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
and I know that it's been around forever.
But that long.
Like, people used to do mail order houses. They would buy, like, you could buy anything from these mail order magazines.
What's up? What's the one that my mom has used since I was a kid with the sweepstakes and they come to your house?
Publisher's Clearinghouse?
There you go.
That's not a mail.
You don't
buy anything? No.
What the heck do they do then?
All right, sorry. It's just a sweepstakes.
Really old. Like department stores or
JCPenney. But maybe it's not a department store. I mean, maybe we're thinking too hard on that one. Maybe it's a mail order thing for like cookies. Do you know what I mean? Or I don't know, like
yeah, lots of presidents' wives ordering cookies from the mail order catalog.
Right, hey, presidents' wives can eat cookies too, Jeff.
Jeff.
Read the question one more time.
Before online purchasing, people used to buy things from mail order catalogs. And did you know America's first mail order catalog came out in 1845? It was known as the Blue Book and was launched by a very popular retailer. Throughout the years, many presidents' wives have ordered from it, and it's still being published today. Name the company that makes it.
Hey, is it the actual, like, Kelly's Blue Book? Like, for cars? Has it been around that long?
What would they... That doesn't make sense.
They buy their husband cars. Yeah, no. They're presidents. They're rich, bro.
This was out before cars were even invented,
well,
Jose.
Maybe they were selling bikes first, and they moved into the car game.
I love how Jose just yells out thoughts, just random thoughts that have nothing to do
I
with anything.
I think I got it.
Have you ever purchased anything from a catalog? I don't even think you know how that works. We're going with Sears Roebuck.
America's very first mail order catalog was made back in 1845 by a very prominent retailer out of New York City. Originally, they just wanted to show off some of their best merchandise to wealthy customers, and they decided to name their catalog the Blue Book after the color of their iconic light blue gift boxes.
Oh, Tiffany.
We're talking about American luxury jeweler Tiffany & Company.
Dang it.
Yeah. That makes a lot more sense. That president's wives would be ordering from Tiffany's, not Sears.
Dude, Sears was the bomb back in the day, okay?
Yeah.
That was fancy,
dude,
high class.
You can buy
people
cars.
Will
it
back
still
me
is.
Up on that.
Uh-huh. It still is. If you go in there, you get a great deal on like a North Pole jersey.
Yeah.
Or dishwasher Jubal.
There you go.
Somebody texted in and wanted to hear Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Oh,
so
shoot. Like,
you can
I need some
that
lyrics to this.
Whenever you're ready.
Hold on. I got to get the shot collar on. Sorry. Say my name. If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name.
We'll see you tomorrow. Today's show was produced by Steve, touched by an angel Boyd, and Jeff tugged by an angel DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.